Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Is there anyone not asking this question? When will it stop raining? Owen Sherlock, head of the forecasting division at Met Aaron, joins me on the line. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Claire.
It's not good news, is it? In the short term, anyway.
Well, it's a mixed bag. It probably feels like it's been raining since last summer, and like our stats would probably agree with that. I mean, last year was the third wettest year on record, and I think bar November and January, we've had more rain than average. But I think, well, there's a bit of good news on the horizon. What we can expect is, unfortunately, the bad weather will probably continue into the weekend. There'll be further rain, there'll be further heavy showers, even the risk of hail over the weekend. But while this is happening, what we have is we've high pressure developing in the southwest down in the Atlantic, and that's slowly spreading its way. So what we're looking at the moment is probably Monday into Tuesday, high pressure will start to exert its influence over the country. So it's going to be a lot drier than what we've had. There will be some kind of outbreaks of rain, like kind of drizzly stuff along the coast. But generally speaking, it's going to be a much drier period of weather we can expect, let's say, from Tuesday of next week.
All right. So we get through this week and then there is hope on the horizon, particularly for farmers.
Yeah, indeed. I was just speaking to them yesterday. I mean, it's been a very, very tough year for them, particularly the fodder and the tillage, etc. So there will be some drier weather. Now, it's not going to be 100% dry. It's probably going to be a bit gloomy. There'll be some clouds circulating around. But we expect that kind of dry weather to last for much of next week. And there's even tentative signs it'll creep into the week of the 22nd. So
right.
We probably expect a decent enough period next week onwards.
Well, really, that is so much needed. And that was borne out by the figures that I know you and your colleague Paul Moore presented to the National Fodder and Food Security Committee yesterday at that briefing you just mentioned. So your 14 weather stations had over 150% of their long-term average only last month.
That's correct. Yeah, it's been very poor. As I mentioned, like it's really November and January we've had below average. I mean, kind of meteorological spring, Claire, would be, you know, March, April and May. And we're already well ahead in terms of that. So this kind of break in the rain that we're expecting next week would be a welcome relief, especially to our colleagues in the agricultural sector.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know all the problems that have been caused for the dairy farmers, the livestock farmers, but also for the tillage farmers who can't get those seeds into the ground. It's been a huge issue for all of those people. You're a hydrologist, is that right, Owen?
I was a hydrometeorologist for a while.
Hydrometeorologist. So does that mean that you have expertise in precipitation, in rainfall?
Yeah, well, I mean, like my colleague Paul Moore would be a climatologist, so he looks at the rainfall. So I was involved with setting up the flood forecast centre over the last 5 or 6 years. So that's where my experience would be.
Mm-hmm. And just give us a general sense of the picture that you're seeing at the moment then when it comes to the levels of rainfall in the country.
So as you said already, like much of the country, the ground is saturated. Soil moisture deficits are extremely high. And what that means, we need to get moisture out of the ground before we get back to kind of ground zero, so to speak. So we've very, very high levels of soil moisture. If you drive around the country, you'll see a lot of the country, like big pools of water, the ground is saturated. Obviously, if you have heavy rainfall, that'll run off the ground and go straight into rivers and there's a risk of flooding. So it's been extremely poor. And if you look at something called the hydrological year, which starts the 1st of October and goes to the end of September, we're already a couple of months ahead, particularly in the south and the east. So the rainfall that we have now, we should really have recorded, let's say, in July or August. So it's been extremely wet in terms of that hydrological year. That's how we measure precipitation on a year-to-year basis. So Cork and even Dublin, we're a couple of months ahead of where we should be. So it's quite poor around the country, to be honest.
All right. Well, Owen, we'll look forward to next Tuesday, hopefully, and we might get a few days at least of respite from then on. Thanks very much for joining us, Owen Sherlock, head of the forecasting division at Met Aaron. Now let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.